Welcome back to World Review Commentary. I'm your host, George Butler. We have a distinguished guest this morning, Alan Watt. Welcome back, Alan.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.
You really have dealt and really delved into this over the years. And really, you have the detail that I've never spoken to anyone with quite the detail. And actually, you have is it like you stand on the moon and look back at the Earth and say, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an overall view. This system of thought, these systems of thinking and controlling, okay? Where are we at today? Is this war on terrorism? Is that a real war? Is that part of the mechanisms?
It's a traditional method. It's a war of terror. It's used down through history on vast populations when the elite have to make rapid changes towards a predetermined goal, and they want the people cowed and afraid. And when you're terribly afraid, most of them just simply go through, do whatever they're told. They don't do much thinking because they're too confused. They go along, they keep their heads down to obey. And that's when you use brute force on the public. It's been used even from the days of Rome on the general population at times.
So this war on terrorism, I mean, it's manipulating. Was it a trauma-based programming that occurred coming out of that tragedy that people experience? Would you call it a trauma? Do they visit the trauma on a deep level, and then they can sort of control people through that
yeah,
psyche?
In fact, that's why the big MK Ultra experiments were really for. It was to see if they could, through rapid repetition of a horror situation, influence the public into a state of shock. And that's why they started using race car smashes and showing it on the news over and over and over and over again. That's called psychic driving. And they did the same thing with the Twin Towers. And as soon as it happened, every television station on the planet went into action with the same footage showing it over and over and over. And that was to put you into a state of shock. So you're off balance, your rationale goes out the window, your questioning goes out the window. And when they give you their version of it and start rushing you off to war against whoever they're ready to point the finger at, we go along automatically. You're in a state of shock and psychic driving that does that. So the new American, the project for a new American century that has the members who are now in the government of the U.S., they published their agenda in the 1990s, don't forget. And they published that they'd have to take over first Afghanistan, followed by Iraq, then Iran, then Syria. And they published that twice. They rewrote it in 1998 and published it again under Wolfowitz. But they said they needed something on a Pearl Harbor scale event to motivate the public, to get public support behind them. And lo and behold, they win the jackpot in 2001. What a coincidence.
This trauma that happens, you know, when that is occurring and they're seeing this in the American public and other people throughout the world, is it the most vivid soon after? I mean, the effect is the greatest right after, and then does it diminish in time because of memory or what? Is there an energy relationship in the mind there?
It creates a form of engram, an imprinting in the mind. And so everyone, when you mention 9/11, will automatically see in their mind that plane going in, plane going in, plane going in, plane going in, repetition. It's an engram, it's an imprint that's fixed.
Yes. Would the Manchurian candidate type of techniques be similar to that, where they'll take someone and program them to do some act that they normally wouldn't do?
Yes.
Is that a similar?
And repetition even there is so vitally important until you have automatic obeyance. But more correctly, you have automatic the imprint will replay itself in your mind. It will click in just like a computer program, and up comes that vivid scene and all the memories that are associated with it, the death, tragedy, the crying people, relatives, that's all part of the vision that's been imprinted in your mind.
So it's a very insidious, very evil system.
You better believe it.
Is there evil is not a word, really, a good enough word to describe some of what's going on.
It isn't. I've looked at, you know, the English language now has been so minimalized. It's called linguistic minimalization, as of taking words and out of the dictionary over the last couple of centuries. We don't have the terms to describe the horror anymore.